How would you like to buy a house for $85,000 less than what it's worth? Well, if you make below a certain income threshold, you may qualify to buy one of these homes under a new program.
We're going to put all new flooring in the house, new kitchen, new bathroom.
John Dowra works for the nonprofit Homestead Community Land Trust. That's the group that's buying foreclosed homes and rehabbing them. He's giving a tour of one of the homes that hasn't been fixed up yet. He and his coworker Erica Malone check out the bathroom. The toilet?
Oh, heavens.
Yeah.
Okay. I am super excited about that.
That's what 2 years of a vacant house looks like in your toilet.
It's coated in unidentifiable black stuff. But by the end of the summer, they say this house will be all fixed up. It's a small two-bedroom house in the South Beacon Hill neighborhood that Homestead plans to sell for about $145,000, even though Homestead is spending $230,000 to buy it and fix it up. Malone says the aim is to give lower-income people a chance to own a home in a relatively expensive city.
So many people who live and work in Seattle can't afford to buy homes, even at the low prices that they have been. These are people that we want to keep in our community.
Malone says Wells Fargo, JPMorgan Chase, and the city of Seattle have kicked in money for the program. She says they're rehabbing six houses and hope to do another six. People who buy homes from the program can't profit a lot, though. They have to agree to cap the resale price so it remains affordable. Even with that constraint, Malone says they're getting plenty of interest. Ashley Gross, KPLU News.